From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States brushing aside a series of claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit a target anywhere in the world. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon.
Officials at the Pentagon and in the U.S. national security community are taking a look at the specific weapons that he mentioned. But one of the things officials have said and have known about for quite some time is that Russia, under Putin, has put an emphasis on modernizing and updating its military capabilities, both its conventional military capabilities and its nuclear military capabilities. So the fact that Russia is working on upgraded defenses, missile capabilities, really isn't a shock to anybody in the U.S.
In an annual State of the Nation address, Mr. Putin boasted about his military's newfound capabilities, including what he called invincible nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. President Trump has announced he will impose hefty tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, protecting U.S. producers, risking retaliation from major partners like China, Europe, and neighboring Canada. President's announcement sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 1.7%, S&P 500 fell 1.4%. Nine South Sudanese opposition groups have formed an alliance to accelerate efforts to end the conflict in South Sudan. Since violence erupted in the country in 2013, groups opposed to President Salva Kiir sprang up and its leaders fled to neighboring countries of Kenya, Ethiopia, and Sudan. This is VOA News. A police official says a suicide bomber struck in the Afghan capital near foreign embassies today, killing a child, wounding at least 14 others. The attack came 2 days after President Ashraf Ghani offered to start peace talks with the Taliban, and just over a month after an explosives-packed ambulance was detonated in Kabul, killing around 100. There was no claim of responsibility for this latest blast. Trump administration calling Russia's idea for a humanitarian corridor to evacuate civilians from a besieged Damascus suburb a joke. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said what needs to happen instead is a nationwide ceasefire in Syria that was voted upon unanimously by the U.N. last Saturday. Meantime, the U.N.'s official, Jan Jagelin, says he has received indications that Syrian authorities may grant permission for U.N. humanitarian convoys to enter eastern Ghouta to deliver desperately needed aid to Syrians. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
He says an international task force on Syria was informed Tuesday the United Nations may receive a permit to enter the besieged town of Douma in eastern Ghouta in the next 2 days.
We have 43 trucks standing by to go there and full warehouses to load into the trucks as soon as we get the permit.
Egelin says he will ask Russia, the United States, and other countries of influence to push for several UN aid deliveries into eastern Ghouta every week. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today said his country will not consider options for resettling refugees languishing on Pacific islands until the U.S. fulfills its promise to take up to 1,250 of them.
The position is that we have a resettlement program underway with the U.S. We're close to 200 have been resettled in the United States, and it's ongoing. So we are looking to complete that.
This comes more than a year after President Trump reluctantly agreed to honor an Obama administration deal by resettling hundreds of refugees rejected by Australia. Puerto Rico struggling to restore power, keep it on 5 months after being hit by two successive hurricanes. Latest setback occurred Thursday when two of the country's main power plants shut down. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.